At the DEA museum, oh, you'll see pictures of guys like this. Sure, he looks really happy. Wait, no, he actually looks really happy.
In 1999, the Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, opened a museum in Arlington, Virginia to educate the public on the agency's tradition of excellence. The museum charts America's love affair with drugs, beginning in the 19th century with opium and morphine.
This is a really funny ad. This was Mrs. Winslow's soothing syrup. And it was an opiate that you gave to your kids when they acted up a little bit. And I have to say, those kids look very well behaved, don't they?
After a failed attempt at outlawing alcohol, the government turned its attention to narcotics and cannabis. In 1973, Richard Nixon combined a cluster of agencies and created the DEA to combat the use and trade of marijuana, cocaine, heroin, amphetamines, and more.
Those were in undercover agent's shoes. Detroit, 1970s. Kind of hot. Cocaine reappeared in the 70s. It was considered the champagne of drugs used by wealthy baby boomers. They said it energized you, it was great for your sex life, and wasn't addictive. And then in 1975, the White House released a white paper steering enforcement away from the white stuff. They said, don't bother prosecuting cocaine. Can you imagine something like that now? Oh, that is filthy. This 1990s crack house, it is screaming for gentrification. Here are some spoons from McDonald's to stir your coffee, but they later became popular as Coke spoons. Coke addicts would just walk around going, I'm loving it.
In 2002, the museum added another wing highlighting the increase in prescription drug abuse.
Oh, so that's what a pharmacy looked like in the 80s. This is a supersized Catholic strength bottle of Tussin. When you got a really big cough, you need a really big bottle.
And what's a visit to any museum without going to the gift shop?
We all know with every good mission, there's nothing as important as indoctrinating children. I'm going to help bust the bad guys right after my nap.